Miss something?
Never mind.
I know you can't wait.
You can catch up right here.
Claire and Dane's podcast.
Our boss was down the other day, one of our big bosses.
Jolly F.
And he was drinking Diet Coke.
Yes.
And we were just having a bit of fun with him. We're like, oh, you know, do you want one of these Cokes, one of those? And he's like, oh, no, I only drink Diet Coke. I don't like the other flavors.
Yep.
But I'll drink 3 or 4 Diet Cokes a day.
Yes, that 600 ml ones.
Yeah, 600 ml ones.
It's a lot of Diet Coke.
And it kind of got us thinking as well, because it can't be good for you to drink that much Coke in a day, but I'm sure many people do it.
He also does the tobacco thing too, which probably doesn't help either.
It's got nothing to do with Coke.
No, health-wise, yes.
Yeah, anyway. And so we kind of got wondering, what kind of stuff do people substitute instead of water throughout the day? Because he kind of substitutes it in a way. For like 4 600 ml bottles, it's a lot of water you're substituting it for. Like in the mornings, I normally have, how many mils is this?
600?
I normally have 900 mils of water before we finish on air.
Yeah, right. But that's not just water.
No, I put Barocca in there.
Exactly right. So you're essentially substituting water. Do you drink water throughout the day?
Yeah, I drink probably another litre and a bit.
Well, that's good. That's what you're supposed to be doing for your body.
Yeah. And the Barocca I use, it doesn't have any sugar or anything in it.
To pep up.
Yeah, it's more caffeine and vitamins.
Yeah. So, 13, 12, 16, what do you substitute for your water intake?
Yeah.
What do you drink instead of water?
Yeah. What do you drink instead of water? Do you drink Coke? Do you drink orange juice?
Coffee, perhaps.
Coffee, yeah. Do you have like 5 or 6 coffees a day?
India's called through. India, what do you drink instead of water?
You know that Powerade powder?
Yes.
Yeah.
I put that in my water because sometimes the taste of water, it's just, I don't know.
See, I found a lot of people have said that there's like the taste of water doesn't suit them as such. How much do you put in though of that powder?
Because it comes with like a little scoopy thing, so I just put 1 per bottle of water.
So you do the recommended daily intake of the stuff?
That's right, and I probably drink about 6 to 7 of them a day.
I don't know if that's recommended daily intake.
That's a lot. So you don't drink water at all, India?
No. Like I drink the satchel of the water.
Yeah, oh, gotcha.
And I mix it with the water, so I'll have about 6 waters a day.
But no water without flavouring.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, I'm a bit weird. I'm weird.
No, you're not weird, India.
See, India, I wonder though, if you went a day without adding anything to your water, do you think you'd end up being grumpy and all the rest of it?
Honestly, I think it's just a mind thing. I think I'd be fine. It's just me, like my weirdness.
Do you need the number of our psychologist we spoke with the other day, India? India, thanks for your call, you weirdo.
Dane.
Yeah, thank you so much for getting involved. 13, 12, 16. Yeah. My mum's the same. She doesn't drink water. She always has to have some sort of flavouring in it and that type of thing, but nothing is as full on as that.
One of my best friends, she exclusively drinks apple juice.
Oh my God.
Like one of those bottles of apple juice, the big bottles.
The 2 litre ones?
That's what she'll drink in a day.
Wow.
Dane, we spoke to a psychologist the other day. I stitched you up by throwing in there something about your tracky dacks. Basically, I told the psychologist that you only like wearing 1 pair of trackies out. You've got 4 pairs, but only one of them are daggy-less enough to wear outside of the house.
They're my going out tracky dacks. They're correct. So I've got 2 pairs that I wear to and from work and at work and at home because they're comfy and daggy. I've got like sort of a parachute-y pair, which is all right to wear running or walking.
You have specific clothes for specific things.
And then my going out tracky dacks. That's right. You stitched me up royally. With Louise. And then yesterday she said, what you need to do to get out of this funk is to do, she mentioned what it was called, it was some type of special therapy.
Exposure therapy.
Exposure therapy. So yesterday, Claire, I sort of like, look, enough's enough. I know I can beat this. So I had my daggy tracky dacks on. Mm-hmm. And I went to the Big Woolies.
Yep.
So there was a lot of people there. And this is what happened when I got out of the car and my trip to Woolies in my daggy tracky dacks. Got to move quickly so no one sees me. Hopefully there's no one here. See how we go. That lady just looked at me funny. It's weird. Trying to walk as fast as I can. Yep, no one's really looking. That's good. I'm nervous that they're going, look at that guy in those track pants. Someone just smiled at me.
must like them. Not sure that's the case though. All right, that's all I need. I'm out. That's not as bad as I thought. People seem okay with them, which is funny enough. I'm not though. I did it. I overcome it. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I don't know if overcome is the correct word.
Well, look,
you attempted it once.
Yeah, and I've done it and I did it.
Yeah.
And so how I feel about it, Claire, is from now on moving forward,
mm-hmm.
previously for anything, I'd go home and get changed and come back out again, even if it was for 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
Now I'm way more comfortable if I need to run an errand after work, say short 10-15 minutes to go pick something up, to grab something, I'll no longer go home and get changed.
No, you won't?
I won't. I'll go straight there, run the errand, and then...
Then you've definitely made an improvement.
On. But if it's anything longer than 15 minutes, I'm going to get changed. So now I'll put a time limit on it. And I've got to have the right shoes on as well.
So you're just making more restrictions for yourself is pretty much what you're saying.
No, I'm going to do it, but in the right circumstances.
Okay.
It's got to be like the perfect storm.
So it'll never happen again. Now, Dane, do you remember the old school song, "We're happy little Vegemites,
as bright as bright can be"?
Yeah, that one.
We all enjoy our Vegemite for breakfast, lunch and tea. Our mama says we're growing stronger every single week because we love our Vegemite. We all adore our Vegemite. It puts a rose in every cheek. That one?
I'm actually really, really surprised that you know every word to that song.
And you have to march at the same time because you can't do it if you're not marching.
It was a massive ad on TV. TV for years.
Yes, huge.
And everyone knew the song as a kid.
Yes,
growing up, that was the song.
Still do.
Although, exactly. Although I don't know if today's kids would know it.
Well, I haven't seen a Vegemite ad for quite some time, to be honest.
No,
so I
nor have
known.
I. But look, there's been some new research done at a Victorian university.
I love a good study on this show.
Yes. And it pretty much...
What does it say?
It has pretty much said that the lyrics to that song are 100% true. So this research has found that people who eat yeast-based bread spreads, such as Vegemite, reported being less anxious and stressed than those who abstained.
Wow.
Now, we all know that Vegemite is made mainly from yeast.
Yeah.
And it's something that a lot of Aussies do love.
I reckon, I'm going to go out on a limb, unscientifically, I reckon 1 in 5 Australians eat Vegemite.
Did you know 83.5% of the world can make up a statistic?
You just did.
Yep. So did you.
Yeah, I know.
Look, lead researcher Professor Vaso Apuzzolomo said that a deficiency in vitamin B, one of the main vitamins contained in the sour spread, was associated with a range of conditions, including depression.
Yep.
But she was also keen to investigate to see whether supplementing it in the diet could improve symptoms. Now, she said, we found people that ate yeast-based spreads had lower levels of anxiety and stress compared to those who ate none.
Okay.
The product analysed in the research had a different variety of B vitamins, ranging from B1 to B12.
Mm-hmm.
Those who ate the spread that contained B12, which included Marmite, and the new Vegemite with the orange lid, were even less stressed and anxious than those who ate the other brands.
Okay, so does this go for every single yeast-based spread? So we're talking Vegemite, Marmite, Promite. They're all good for you. They're all going to make you a happy little yeast spread
person.
Yes,
but the ones that are probably the better ones, as she's saying, is probably the ones who ate the Marmite, is it?
Wow, yeah. Okay.
And the Vegemite with the orange lid, which is my first Vegemite. So it's obviously got more vitamins in those ones.
Fascinating
so
stuff.
As the song goes, it will make you a happy little Vegemite. You need to eat more of it, Dane.
Yeah, because I'm not the biggest fan of it. I have it, but...
You missed the point there.
I missed the boat. Oh, sorry.
Eating more vitamin B and more Vegemite makes you a happier person.
Is it Friday yet?